KXCI celebrates International Women's Day.
Hi, this is Kelly Fryer, the CEO of the YWCA of Southern Arizona. In celebration of International Women's Day and Women's History Month, I'm interviewing local changemakers.
I'm here with Ann Lovell, a changemaker whose personal vision is a world where women and girls have the same opportunities as men and boys. In 2014, Ann brought the Op-Ed Project to Tucson, a program that mentors women to take leadership roles in their areas of expertise and expands the number of women thought leaders in key forums. One result is an increase in the number of op-ed articles published in the national and international press. Anne, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. This is delightful.
Tell me, what motivated you to do this project, to bring the Op-Ed Project to Tucson?
When I first met Katie Orenstein, who started the Op-Ed Project, it was at a workshop with a number of very powerful women leaders. And as part of the small project within a project we were asked to do, we were asked to say very succinctly, my name is blank. I am an expert in blank because blank. And we failed miserably.
Oh, wow.
So what does that say? Because leaders, all leaders, have to be able to very succinctly say who they are, what they do, why it's important, and why them.
Right,
and we were missing out.
Right.
If we couldn't do it, whoops. And we struggled.
Right.
So I looked at this program as, oh my goodness, you know, that's not what's advertised. We're looking at how you would write an op-ed, how you increase the number of submissions and therefore the number of thoughts and ideas and innovations and game-changing things that change our world. How do you increase them when at the time 15% of all op-eds were being written by, published by women?
And 15% of all op-ed articles.
Yeah. Across the board.
Across the board were being published by women.
85% by men, mostly white men.
Hmm. And you start with the question, what are you an expert in? Because
yes.
If you don't know that you're an expert in something, you can't have an opinion about it. And if you don't have an opinion about it, you're probably not going to write an op-ed article.
Or lead well,
right. So the Op-Ed Project is about more than just making sure that there are more op-ed articles written by women published.
It's much more than that. That's just something that can be measured.
Mm-hmm.
Just be measured. It will change. That's moving the needle because you're getting a lot more opinions, stories, ideas into that realm of thought leadership. And op-eds are a gateway, a pathway into the realm of thought leaders. So back to the question of who narrates our world. Who are our thought leaders in key forums on TV, on the radio, in the news? And if it's white men, we're in big trouble. We have huge challenges. It's going to take everything all of us have.
To solve the problems that we face
today. To solve the problems we face, correct.
Right. So what's been the result so far? What has the Op-Ed Project in Tucson accomplished so far?
Well, let's see, we're in our third year, and it's a fellowship. So in Tucson, it's very different than the national model, because in Tucson, it's not just at an academic institution. It's actually a complete partnership between the Tucson community and the University of Arizona. So of the 20 participants, 10 are from the university and 10 are community leaders. So first think of the mix between activists in the community who want to say end sex trafficking yesterday and academic experts who usually don't publish until it's perfect.
Right.
Urgency, perfection. Plus it's a great blend of our community and the university in our town and, you know, as a whole. And then look at what comes out of it. In year one, there were 55 published op-eds in a 9-month period of time.
Wow.
That led to more than 40 television appearances, radio appearances, calls. It led to more funding for some of the people's research at the university. It led for more awareness where suddenly people interested in what you were doing called you. Instead of you knocking on the door like Mindy Finn, Daisy Jenkins' article about the public school system led to a full investigation. It's amazing where it goes and how fast. The op-eds I published got me calls from editors, called from people working in that arena around the nation. It's almost too much. You're not quite prepared. Oh, no.
And from your perspective, why does it matter that women's voices get heard in these arenas?
Well, first off, we're 51% of the population. Second, we as women think differently. We all have different thinking skills and talents to start with, and we need them all.
We need all 100%.
All 100%. And women will look at a problem. Our problem-solving skills are different by our very nature. We lead different. We manage differently. But we all have ideas. So those ideas that change the world aren't just white men. You'll watch the innovations you see in developing countries, you know, on the streets of Liberia. You'll see things and think, oh, this could actually fix this whole problem. It's not just one part of our population. And if we shut them out, we won't have the resources.
And you have made such an impact on this community, and especially on women and girls in this community, in your career and in the work that you do. What's next? What is the next big dream, the next big project?
I guess I would say there's a few things. One, I would say that I really look at, you know, we're in a capitalist society. How do we sustain the really good things that we're trying to do socially? Would it be, you know, investing in social entrepreneurs to solve problems? Would it be the social impact investments that are for profit? I think the most exciting for me right now is film as a tool for social change, and how that has over the last 5 or 6 years really grown, and how we do good campaigns around the film. So it's not just awareness. It's great that people become aware, but you have to give people tools so they can do something.
Ann Lovell is a change maker here in Tucson. She is making a difference in the lives of women and girls. She brought the Op-Ed Project to Tucson and has a whole lot of other ideas cooking. Ann, thanks very much.
I have one final thing.
Yes.
I want to ask all of you, what is your expertise? What is your compelling message?
That's a good question, Ann. A good thing for all of us to wrestle with. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Support for KXEI and this special International Women's Day program is provided by Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through the support and charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development. I wanna say-